This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I could say that faster, but it wouldn't help you at all. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. If you've got something, information you want to get to me, you want to get to the show, again, it is 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That is joe@therealside.com. Also, hop up on the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But there's also a box up there where you can give me your email address. I don't sell email addresses, by the way. So give me your email address. I'll go ahead and send you information on the show. You know, what's going on, guests we're going to have, all that fun stuff. And, yeah, I sent two emails out a week. One is strictly to tell you who's going to be on the show and what we're going to be talking about. The other is a weekly, what do we call it? Knickknacks, right? I mean, T-shirts, rings, yeah, bumper stickers, stuff like that. And, you know, it's funny because at first I was kind of not for it. And then I've heard from many of you that you find some of the articles or some of the items cool that they're selling there. So whatever. Whatever works. Whatever makes you happy. Because I'm patriotic gear. Excuse me. I have a different word for it. But if you like it, go for it. I think it's wonderful. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, we got to be part of the conversation, man. Really. Seriously. All right. So, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know one of my favorite words is, you know, go pound sand, right? And I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the article. Now, this is out of CNBC, so it's not that right-wing Fox News. Or, you know, it's not from Joe Messina. It's the Department of Justice objected to the $400 million payment to Iran, but the State Department told them to go pound sand. And this story was done by the Wall Street Journal. A senior U.S. Department of Justice officials objected to sending $400 million in cash to Iran at the same time as the country released American prisoners. The Wall Street Journal, in their report on Wednesday, said the DOJ objections that the money would be seen as a ransom payment was overruled by the State Department. The Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday that the cash was the first installment. So it ain't just $400 million, people. First installment of a $1.7 billion settlement to the U.S. government had reached with Iran to solve a 1979 arms deal dispute. Do you know why we held back that money, by the way? Anybody? Come on. Any brain surgeons? And I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. Any of you brain surgeons in the chat room know what that money was being held back for? Right, you know, between the hostages that were taken, between all the aggravation that Iran was causing, and there's another thing. I didn't look this up. I should have done this before we did the story, but we should be allowed to, should we not be allowed to sue Iran for the hostages that they took for a year, for the embassy that they tore apart? Shouldn't we get some kind of reimbursement for that? No, because we're the good guys. You know, I had read an article a few weeks back. I should have kept it. about how the reality of the fact is that China owes us a boatload of money. They've owed us money for years. And we won't go after it. We won't force them to pay it back. Our debt to China would almost be paid off if we would call in that money owed. And right, as somebody said, you know, the $400 million, not a big deal. They should have just grabbed it from the Clinton Foundation. They probably got it in the cookie jar over there. Anyway, this is the funny part about this. The cash was packed in pallets and airlifted to Tehran by a cargo plane and was portrayed in the Iranian press as a random payment for five Americans. So because the Iranians never lie, right? I mean, they said there was no agreement. Our guy said there was an agreement. Right? I mean, it's always funny when it came to the Iranian nuclear agreement. They say there isn't one. They still say there isn't one. That they never signed it. They're not in agreement with it. But yet we're going forward like it is. Now, the American prisoners were released on January 16th at the same time as the U.S. released seven Iranians. So let me see. There was American prisoners released, Iranian prisoners. Now, we know we always give them the better part of the deal, right? We always give everybody the better. This president could negotiate. Matter of fact, he couldn't negotiate the price of a candy bar if the price of the candy bar was on it and he agreed to pay it. Yeah, think about that one for a while. So this was touted as a prisoner swap. There's nothing more than a prisoner swap. So the prisoner swap that coincided with the lifting of international sanctions at the same time the U.S. said they had released $400 million in funds as part of a settlement. Look, if we all have $1.7 billion, release it. Get it over with. Then we'll have every reason to blow them up if they sidestep the agreement, right? But here's the deal, too. You heard President, we should call him Sir President Lies a Lot. I like that. We got to send that to, what's his name, to make a meme out of. Sir President Lies a Lot. I'm here to stir you wrong. The protector of lies everywhere. Next to me is the queen of lies. Say hello to Hillary. I had a moment. But here's the thing. As he was giving his speech today, and I had to listen to it twice because I heard it the first time in the car driving down the road, and I said, something about that just doesn't fit right with me, doesn't sit right with me. And so when I got back to the house, I listened to it again. And if you want to know what I think, you'll have to wait and come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I want to tell you what I think of the president's speech today. Or is defending himself on the $400 million. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Sing a song. Just not to me. Please. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Come on! Really? Texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, and being part of the conversation. Now, look. Don't send me nasty emails on these things. Go look them up yourself, right? And go look them up yourself, right? And then fight me. Don't tell me this is, whenever you tell me this is just what you believe, too bad, deal with it. Then it is just what you think, and I really don't care, and I'm not interested. I'm not going to go look it up. It's your headache, not mine. So just for clarity, I just don't care. Anyway, back to the issue at hand, which is the DOJ. Right, the cash, that was sent. My problem with the president's speech today was really simple, because it was just filled with lies. Here's the deal. And you heard me kind of allude to it in the first hour. If it's illegal to pay money, for ransom money, then, yeah, they had to spend it differently, right? That's number one. Number two is there's also sanctions against Iran that haven't been lifted yet. So you can't get, according to American law, or U.S. law, I should say, you can't send them money yet. And the president admitted that. He even said, I can't send them money because there are still sanctions against them, and the U.S. law forbids me from doing that. So what did I do? I found a way around U.S. law like most criminals do. Yeah, you heard me. All right? And, God. So, you can't write him a check. I love that line. I still love that line. Can't write him a check. It's all you write him a check because, no, nobody writes checks for, right? How many people write a check for $400 million or $1.7 billion? Tell me. Show me pictures. Nobody does. They wire the money. Well, he couldn't wire the money to an Iranian bank. Iranian bank, whatever. Right? The only thing he could do, he couldn't wire the money to the bank. So instead what he did was, I don't know, bought money, wired money, got money from the, got it to a French bank, I think it was, and a Spanish bank. However he did it, he had to somehow go buy money. Now, they said they loaded money on planes, but the planes weren't here. It wasn't American money. And why do they want cash? Because it could have, like I said, it could have easily, there are many, many, many banks that could have handled this. Money is laundered every day between countries. Now, the only thing I can think of, my own personal opinion, there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, you cannot track the cash. It's almost impossible. They could track it electronically. If they had sent it out electronically, then as Iran released it to other banks, other places, yeah, the government could have tracked it. But you can't track cash. Once it gets there, it's cash, it's done. That's number one. Number two is, what if you wire them the cash and the Iranians say, you know what? We got our seven guys, we got our $400 million, we're not comfortable with this. We'll need you to send us another four. You'll need to wire us another $400 million to make us happy. Come on, think about that. So we go, and then let's go a little further with this now. God, I can't believe I'm doing all this. If they could have wired it to France, or one of those places, and wired it into an Iranian bank. And those countries have accounts all over the world, all over the country. So this was a farce from the beginning. It was a joke from the beginning. And one of the hostages said that the police officer kept saying to him, you can't, now they're only supposed to be there for 20 minutes, so something must have happened. They were there for 20 hours. They slept in the plane overnight. 20 hours they were waiting. And finally, shortly after the other plane arrived, within minutes, frankly, they let that plane leave. So for you to sit there and say this was nothing to be seen here, you know, move on, not a big deal, no problem found, it's nothing but a bunch of lies. You guys all know that anyway. I don't have to tell you that. Okay, so back to what I was earlier when we were fighting about something, or I was talking to Xander about something that had to do with Killery and how she, you know, when you tell, she's out there saying that they misheard her, that the parents of the people who died in Benghazi, of the soldiers who died in Benghazi, they misheard her. That when you're in that moment of grief, you really can't. No, when you're in that moment of trying to cover your butt, and you're petrified of what's going to come out, Then you say all kinds of stupid stuff. And then you can't. Look, we've all had teenagers that got in trouble and couldn't tell the same story three times, right? Well, that's kind of what she's like. But here's the deal. Here's the problem. And again, I love this stuff. So the parents of the warriors who died in Benghazi, they speak out and they're beat up by mainstream media. One parent, or parents, set of parents, Khan, get mad at Trump for something, and mainstream media's all over Trump. It's what I've always said. The Dems feel like they're always right, they're always entitled, and the Republicans are always bad, and they're always wrong, and it doesn't matter what it is, and even when you put it up right in front of their faces, they still can't see it. Take a listen. Oh, come on.
Do you think that Mr. Trump should apologize to Mr. Khan?
Now, this is a CNN interview being done, right? And Mr. Woods was there. That's the father of one of the young men who died. And listen to his response.
You know, I know who should apologize, and that would be Hillary Clinton for lying to the American families who lost their loved ones, as well as to the American public.
You know, just think about that. Now, that CNN reporter was not... stop that. That CNN reporter was not waiting for that. Was not ready for that. She didn't know what to do with it when he said it. You could see in her face how confused, if you would, she was.
...loved ones, as well as to the American public.
I blame Hillary Clinton personally for the death of my son.
Now, that's Pat Smith. And here's the sad part about, and I'll play the rest of this inside the break. Here's the sad part about this. That poor woman, she heard it, the other parent heard it, and Hillary, I don't care what you try to say, Hillary's basically calling them liars. Not cool, not right. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. It's a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're playing the clips. we're playing the clips of an interview done at CNN. And they were interviewing Pat Smith and some of the parents that had lost their loved ones, their kids. And, you know, I don't care if you're 40. To a parent, you're still a kid. Okay, you're still their kid. And interestingly enough, the CNN commentator asked one of the parents, hey, should Mr. Trump, you know, knowing that you've had a lost one, blah, 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 should Mr. Trump apologize to Mr. Khan? And I loved it because one of the parents said, no, actually, Hillary should be apologizing to the parents she lied to. And now Pat Smith comes out. Now, the beauty behind this is mainstream media is just blasting Pat Smith and the parents who lost loved ones in Benghazi. And that's okay. They don't seem to have any problem with that. No negatives printed anywhere about that. But, boy, they're piling up on Trump. They're trying to get him to blow a gasket. And they got on Pat Smith for accusing Hillary of killing her son. But Hillary didn't kill her son. And that's not what Pat Smith said. But she is responsible because she wouldn't give the help that was needed. She wouldn't do what she needed to do.
That's personally.
She and the father of Tyrone Woods both say.
Now this is Chris Wallace in that interview. And this had to infuriate anybody who knows the truth, who wants the truth. And I've lost so much respect for some of my friends that are Democrats, as I do for my Republican friends who stick behind idiots. But I've lost a lot of respect for my Democrat friends who don't think that Hillary has done anything wrong, don't think she's responsible for this, and the ones who even do believe that she's got, won't turn their back on her, won't hold her responsible for this.
that on the day that their sons' bodies were returned to the United States, that you came up to them and you said it was all because of a video.
I don't hold any ill feeling for someone who, in that moment, may not fully...
Now, remember that Mr. Woods has a notebook, and I talked about this earlier. There are people out there that do this. It drives me nuts, but it works. He takes, he flips out the notebook in one of the interviews he did, and he reads his notes from that exact day. So even at his age, even if he had a mind as sharp as a whip, here he is saying, look, this is what I wrote. This is what I wrote that day. And here's the other thing. You have two people that recall exactly the same words. They don't live together. How's that happen? And Hillary can't tell the same story twice.
Recall everything that was or wasn't said.
I gave Hillary a hug and shook her hand.
Now, Mr. Woods is reading out of his notebook. Right? He said, Charles Woods says, I gave Hillary a hug and I shook her hand.
And she said that we are going to have the filmmaker arrested who was responsible for the death of your...
The filmmaker. We're going to have the filmmaker arrested. Now, here's the deal. The bodies were returned at this point, right? So it's a couple days after this, a day, a couple days, whatever, after this has happened. The night it happened, there is proof. Her emails, proof that she sent to her daughter, and I think it was the Libyan government, and said, listen, we know this was a terrorist act. We know it was done by Al-Qaeda or ISIS or whoever she called out. She said nothing about a filmmaker to either one. Her daughter, that night, not 5 days later, not a month later, not even 24 hours later, that night, she said they knew what was going on. They knew who it was, and she still lied to the parents. You vote for that slime, and it's on your conscience, because we're going to see a lot more of this.
You know, she hasn't apologized for that yet. In fact, she's even doubled down and called us liars.
See that? Total. Hillary has a total lack of respect. Somebody said for the families who lost their lives in Benghazi, I'm going to go further than that. She has a total lack of respect for the American people. She doesn't care about you. She cares about getting in that seat, getting that almighty seat, filling the coffers with money. There is nothing about her that is honest about wanting that seat and serving the American people. The only person that she wants to serve is Hillary Clinton. That's it. We're gonna we will put this up on our Facebook page. You guys can share it from there. It needs to be shared. You know, we're too close, people. It's too close to something happening. It's too close to the wrong person getting in the way. And you can think Trump. Look, I swear to God, if I hear, I'm going to throw up the mic if I hear one more time about, do you want Trump really to have the numbers for the nuclear? Yes, I do. Actually, I do. He can have all the numbers he wants to. Because understand, it takes three people to fire a missile. Got it? Three. Actually, more than that. But he may have the codes, but the other people have got to line up and do the job. And nobody's going to... Read some of your history about Richard Nixon. Now, Richard Nixon, forgive me if any of the Nixons are listening, was a fall-down drunk. All right? Sorry. Truth is truth. He loved to drink, okay? And the Secret Service agents that protected him and others around him would tell stories about he would be drunk, and their words, if you're insulted, I'm sorry, he'd be pissed off at the Russians or pissed off at the Poles or pissed off at the Swedes. And on his way down the hall, he would grab one of the generals or one of the Secret Service guys, and he said, when I get up in the morning, there better be a hole where that country was. We'll fill it with water, and I want them wiped off the face of the earth. I want you to nuke them back into the Stone Ages, and he'd go to bed. And when he got up in the morning, one of the first calls he would make is to one of the generals of Secret Service, and he'd say, oh, my God, you didn't do what I told you to do, did you? You get my point? We've had nut jobs in the White House forever. We've had guys with worse tempers than him, than Trump. We have checks and balances. Now, Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton, they've never had an intention of following those checks and balances. But Mr. Trump, in and of himself, would not be able to. So I keep telling you people, you don't become successful like him by turning the screws yourself. He has built nothing. I mean, technically, he has built nothing. All right? I'm not even an endorser of his, but I go nuts. He knows how to surround. Look at the people he's already surrounding himself with. The Trey Gowdys, the Ben Carsons of the world. Look at who he said he's going to put up for Supreme Court. And the people around. He is surrounding himself with all the right people. I have worked, Tammy has too. We've worked for bosses that are flaming morons and very successful. And it isn't because of them. The real talent they have is pulling people together. That's their talent. They know how to get the right people together to get the job done, and that's what Trump knows how to do. Get the right people together to get the job done, and that's what I believe he'll do. I believe that other leaders in other countries are afraid of him because they know that he's going to call them out, and he's going to force them to live up to their agreements. Oh, my God, can't do that, can we? Even with Iraq for years, there were sanctions. He kept stepping over the sanctions. And we let him go. We didn't enforce any of those sanctions. So what good are they? You're like that parent in the supermarket that tells your kid 17 times, knock it off, Johnny. Johnny, you do it again. I'm going to take your candy bar away. You do that again. I'm going to take this away. You do that again. I'm going to slap you in the head. You do that again. I'm going to... By like the 16th time, he's looking at you laugh. Matter of fact, by my kids, by about the third time, they don't even hear your voice anymore. You're done. That's what they're afraid of. I really believe that with all my heart. I think all this crap that the mainstream media was putting out to where, you know, his team was in disarray. He's thinking about dropping out of the race. I mean, these are all things that are being planted, and they're hoping to take out some people. They're hoping to make some people feel bad. If he stays on the track that he was on tonight, all the way through to November, you will see President Trump in January. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
It's a pleasure to have you on board. I really do appreciate you joining me on a regular basis on the show. Whether you're texting, tweeting, sending me email messages, I don't care how you get to me, but always, always, always try to get to me. Always try to, more than happy to read what you send me. More than happy to have you involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Don't forget, August 27th, if you're in the L.A. area, look up the El Porto Theater. And a good friend of ours, Evan Sayet, you know, he's a comedian, a commentator, an author. He probably is our We don't have the equivalent. We really don't. I mean, I can think of one other guy similar to him, Brad Stein. And we don't have the equivalent to a Bill Maher and Evan Sayed is our fight back, if you would. So if you're in town, you're around town, you're in the L.A. area, and starting next week, I'm going to be giving out 2 tickets a night for that show. I ain't paying for your airfare. If you win them out of Chicago or New York, you got to find your own way here. But I'll be giving away 2 tickets a night. And he really is a genius. It's hard to keep up with him. So you may want to take notes, bring a recorder, whatever. We'll try to figure it out later on. But he's filming. He's having 2 shows, 1 at 2, 1 at 5. And he'll be filming the shows to go out via DVD or actually be put up at a network as well, that kind of thing. So you really want to make it out. I'll put a link up on the website later on so that you have a way to get to this. That's Evan Sayed. You go to evansayed.com. You can find a link there as well. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina. I am your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it takes me forever to wind down after this stuff because it just makes me nuts. I want to jump to my Christian friends who think about for Hillary because Trump's not a religious man in history. And Hillary went to church, talks about church, talks about her upbringing in church. And that's great. You know, it's really great that she went to church. We know a lot of heathens that go to church. We know a lot of people who go to church that are Christians just because they go to church. They don't understand what the real meaning is. And for her to say, for Hillary, Hillary's daughter Chelsea, to say that her parents pulled her out of church or said she asked if she could leave the church at 6 years old because she didn't like the fact that her Sunday school teacher told her that abortion was bad and it was a sin. She didn't agree with that. See, here's the problem. The Bible wasn't printed for you to agree with or not agree with. Because once you believe in God, once you truly believe in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, then the Bible is what you go by. You don't pick and choose what you want to believe. Do that with your car and watch what happens. No, you know what? I don't want to use gasoline. It's bad for the environment. I'm going to use leftover cooking oil because that's what I want to do. Tell me how that works out for you. Right? Instead of putting oil in your engine, why don't you try water? It's cheaper. And that's what I want to do. When the manufacturer gives you instructions and tells you what to do, probably a really good idea to follow. So here's a little reel on Hillary. And the thing that scares me about what she says, and you people better take this seriously. Those of you who say, well, I got no choice in that because Trump, we don't know what Trump's going to do. You're right. We don't know what Trump's going to do. But we sure as heck know what she's going to do.
But far too many women are still denied critical access to reproductive health care.
Well, this is a bull. That is just such a... I'm so tired of hearing that. It is not reproductive health care. Because if you really want to make sure that your reproductive system is working properly, then you allow it to go totally all the way through the birthing process, right? It formulates the baby, helps it grow. Yeah, the baby, not the blob. Formulates the baby, helps it grow. The womb is supposed to be a safe place, correct? That's what reproductive health care is. What she really should say, if she's being honest, but she can't find the truth, is women are being denied abortion services, termination services for the baby's life. That's what she should be saying.
Reproductive health care and safe childbirth. All the laws we've passed don't count for much if they're not enforced.
No kidding. I so much agree with that. So why aren't you in jail?
Rights have to exist in practice, not just on paper. Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will.
Amen. So we should give money to the Border Patrol to shore up our borders. I agree with her. She's speaking my language.
And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
Sorry, wrong answer. I want you to hear this. She says, deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. You can't change religious beliefs. Religious beliefs that are based on the Word of God, that are based on the Bible for a Christian, you can't change them. You don't erase them. You don't scratch them out. And if you do, you're not a Christian. How do you like that? Listen, it's one thing to know what the Bible says and not do it. That's just defiance. That doesn't mean you're not a Christian. That's just defiance. But when you go through the Bible and you start taking out bits and pieces and agreeing and not agreeing and basically rewriting the thing, there's no way you're a Christ follower at that point. You can't be. Because Christ talks about the words in that book as being the words of his Father. And the words that we're supposed to study, the words that we're supposed to live by. So when Hillary Clinton, we don't know what she's going to do. Yeah, you know exactly what she's going to do. When she said that religious beliefs have to be changed, who do you think is going to change them? Because these people never let you do anything on your own. Because you don't know any better. You're too dumb to know any better. They're going to come in and fix them for you.
As I...
Yeah, and a bunch of heathens. Go ahead and plod on.
As I have said, and as I believe, the advancement of the full participation of women and girls in every aspect of their societies is the great unfinished business of the 21st century.
To say that women do not have the same opportunities as men, I don't believe is true. Now, do they have more trouble getting there? Yes, of course they do. I'm not stupid. There are still idiots out there that don't trust or like women or won't give women a fair shake. But that's not society as a whole. When you talk about racial bias, are you telling me the majority of Americans, the majority of people in this country, don't like blacks, hate blacks, won't give blacks a chance? I'm sorry, I don't buy that either. Here's the thing. I don't buy it because the people I hang around with, my community, the people that I deal with on a daily basis, they're not like that. And if they are, they do a darn good job of hiding it, because most of them I've known for 15 years, 20 years. Yeah, there's a couple. But I don't associate with them. I don't go out and socialize with them. This is fear-mongering at its finest, don't you think?
And not just for women, but for everyone. And not just in faraway countries, but right here in the United States.
Right here in River City. Because this doesn't exist right now. Don't you know that? Yeah. She's selling. She's selling hard. And it's not working. You know, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And what do we got? About 2 minutes left. And, yeah, I got to tell you. I'm watching what's going on Facebook. Friends, calls that we get. And one fellow I was with today, very unnerved by the direction he sees Donald Trump going in. Well, we all know what Donald Trump's like. Let's not be stupid. But we also know what Hillary will do. We know the people she's going to surround herself with. Look at the people she surrounded herself with in the past. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Right? Gets fired for doing the wrong, or resigns, excuse me, for doing the wrong thing. And Hillary picks her up in a heartbeat. That should scare the crud out of you. Hillary loves having thugs around her. They're easy to kill, move along, and nobody cares. Two more went down in the name of Hillary this week. Or, excuse me, in the name of the Clintons. I'm telling you, man, this election will make the difference between us having a free America and a 1950s-style Soviet Russia. Think about that. Give it some serious thought. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, especially your enemies about the show. Get them to tune in. We'll change their minds. If we don't change their minds, we'll get them to pop a brain cell. You know what I'm saying? Have a great weekend. Watch you back on Monday. Be safe, people. Have a great rest of the day.